find out then what Jeff Stonebanks has for us. He is our NGS correspondent. He is the assistant county organiser and publicity officer for the National Garden Scheme in East and Mid Sussex, and has a very tasty garden of his own, which has received many, many accolades, and a great website too, actually, which I'll give you the details of, that you can have a look at his garden, which is in Seaford. And he's recently had lots of... he's had a new office created which overlooks the garden, which he's meant to work in, but I think he just spends time sitting looking out of the window. Jeff, are you there?
No, I'm afraid that's just not true, Dylan.
Are you sure? Sorry.
This morning I was out there, and I've been listening to the programme in the garden, and I've just come in.
Look, so. the earliest gardener we've had on the show today was Penny in Chichester, who was out with the dogs at 5.
I did hear that.
And no, gardening by 7.
No, she beat me on that. It was about 8 o'clock by the time I got in the garden.
All right. Well, at least you're honest. At least you're honest. Lovely to have you with us now.
Thank you very much.
Jones from Titsy Place, which is in Oxted, as our gardening expert this week. And Titsy is, in fact, opening its doors as part of the NGS on the 15th of May.
Right.
And that is the first time that Titsy's opened this season. So I thought I'd kick things off by mentioning that.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, the month, obviously, is the month where we start to see larger numbers opening, and so inevitably it becomes more difficult to select those for your listeners to visit. So, as always, all the gardens I mentioned are our children in free and serve delicious homemade teas, unless otherwise stated. We've got a varied collection to visit this month, and we'll start with a couple in West Sussex. Up first, the Gardener's Cottage at West Dean. This is the home of the husband and wife head gardener team at the neighbouring West Dean Gardens. It's a small, serene and secluded theatrical retreat with strong emphasis on texture, foliage and good structure created by trees and topiary. It will open on Sunday the 22nd of May from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with entry just £3.50. Next up in West Sussex is Peeler's Retreat at 70 Ford Road in Arundel. This is an immaculate and stunningly laid out town garden with many ingenious ideas of how to incorporate well-stocked flower beds with year-round colour and texture. It's a wonderful lush sanctuary in which to relax, and it'll open next Sunday, 8th of May, from 2 to 5, again admission £3.50. Over now in East Sussex, my part of the world, we've got three gardens for plant lovers in the village of Balcombe. There's a unique garden with traditional features linked by intimate paths through lush and subtle planting, one with as many trees and shrubs as can be crammed into half an acre with wild flowers and a secret garden, and one which offers roses, herbaceous borders and a Mediterranean area with gravel. This is a lovely trio of gardens, and it'll open on Wednesday the 18th of May from 12 till 5 with combined admission of £5. Then on the 15th of May, another group of four gardens offering an interesting contrast in Bolney Road, Ansty. Visitors will find a mixture of water features, atmospheric woodland, a pretty brick courtyard, cottage flowers and a picturesque 16th century cottage set in 2 acres with herbaceous beds and wonderful views, finishing off with another plot with an acre of mature trees and a large pond. This quartet of gardens open their gates on Sunday the 15th of May from 1:30 to 6 p.m. and again combined entry is £5. Great Lywood Farmhouse in Linfield Road, Ardinghlough, opens on the 30th of May. The garden is approximately 1.5 acres, surrounding a 17th century Sussex farmhouse. The extensive but accessible and gentle terracing provides immediate views of many aspects of the garden and distant views towards the South Downs, and there are many seats on every level, making this a garden in which to rest and enjoy the countryside. And it's open from 2 till 6, and its admission is £5. That was the 30th of May. Now over in North East Hampshire, we've got Sandy Slopes in Headley Down Borden. This is a plantsman's garden with a remarkable collection of mature plants from China and other parts of the world, many of which are rare and exciting. Some are naturalised and many are woodland shade lovers, such as trilliums, primulas and the rare blue Mechanopsis growing beneath mature rhododendrons and rare trees. It's open tomorrow, the 2nd of May, and again on Monday the 30th of May from 2 to 5:30 with admission £3.50. Next up in North East Hampshire is Schroner Wood in Basingstoke Road, Martha Worthy. This is a 7-acre arboretum of great historical significance, begun over 100 years ago by the Hillier family. Many fine and unusual trees and shrubs, including rhododendrons, azaleas and magnolias, on a carpet of bluebells. There's been extensive restoration work in recent years, which has resulted in a woodland garden to explore with a wonderful feeling of sanctuary. It'll open next Sunday, the 8th of May, from 2 to 5, with entry £5. Then the last one in North East Hampshire is Weir House in Abbotson Road, Old Alford. It's a spectacular riverside garden with sweeping lawn backed by old walls, yew buttresses and mixed perennial beds. There's also a newly designed garden around the pool area and a bog garden that's definitely at its best this month. It's open on Sunday the 22nd of May from 2 till 5 with admission £5. Now, the last county, you've got Surrey with a new garden, Malabar, in Holdfast Lane, Hazelmere, which opens on Sunday the 15th of May from 1 till 5 with admission £4.50. This is a 2.5-acre country garden bounded by oaks with climbing hydrangeas, clematis and roses, many rhododendrons and azaleas, bluebells, primulas and lily of the valley and wood anemones throughout as well. Second up in Surrey is 15 The Avenue in Cheam, which has an evening opening with wine on Saturday the 28th of May from 6 till 9. Here entry is £7 and children for this opening in the evening will pay £2. It'll also open on Monday the 30th of May from 1 till 5pm for £4. It's a contemporary garden divided into rooms by beech hedging and columns with over 100 hostas hugging the house. Finally then for May, we've got Spurfold in Radnor Road, Peaslake, which opens on Sunday the 29th of May from 11 to 5 with admission £5. It's a 4-acre garden featuring large herbaceous and shrub borders, a formal pond, terraces, beautiful lawns, and the garden also contains a collection of Indian elephants and other objets d'art. So, Joe, there you have it for this month's collection. As always, more information is available on the National Garden Scheme's website, which is www.ngs.org.uk, and further details can be had if you can't access the internet on 01483 211 535. That's 01483 211 535 during office hours. And for those listeners lucky enough to get to Chelsea later in the month, there'll be an NGS stand there, which I'll be manning on the Tuesday the 24th from 9:30 to 12:30. So if you're there, come along and say hello.
Very good. We got a question from a listener. A caller asks, can we take dogs to the gardens or particularly to the tea gardens?
Yes, there are quite a number. There is a list. If they look on the Facebook page of the Sussex East AGS, there is a poster on there now that advertises. There's probably about 30 gardens in East Sussex which take dogs. But equally, if they look onto the website, the NGS website, or in the Yellow Book or the County Booklets, just check whether there's a little dog's logo next to the garden entry. Overall, across the three counties, probably about a third of the gardens do allow dogs in with leads.
Okay, very good. Now, you've been very modest not mentioning your own website. I like the...
Too early in the year, Joe.
Is it too early? Oh, go on. People can have a look still, surely.
It's www.driftwoodbysea.co.uk, and mine will be one of the gardens I'll mention next month because it's open a couple of times next month.
Very good. All right. Nice to have you on, Jeff. You take care. I'll let you go back to your own garden now. This is Dig It on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Jeff is our NGS correspondent and comes up with a list of gardens through the season for you to visit. Of course, as he says, as we go through the year, more and more gardens open. It becomes more and more difficult for him to make a selection. You can find out more by looking at the NGS website and make your own selection if you so wish. Brenda is in Fake.